好，那我们开始今天的信息。那首先，我们感谢主，昨天晚上给我们一个很好的福音聚会。
First of all, we would like to thank the Lord for a wonderful gospel meeting last night.
福音就是好消息。
Because gospel is the good news.
其实人人都需要耶稣。
And everyone needs Jesus.
人拒绝耶稣，因为他不认识耶稣。
But people reject Jesus is because they do not know them.
人只要真认识耶稣，没有人不要信他的。
If anyone who knows about Jesus, no one would refuse to believe in him.
啊，我们非常谢谢昨天那么多弟兄姊妹花那么多的功夫练习准备服事。让昨天有一个很好的聚会。
We really thank God for all the co-workers who dedicated so much of their time and effort so that we had a wonderful meeting.
啊，办公室同工会很快的把它做好，这个上传到网络上去。你们可以寄给家在家的父母亲友们，让他们可以看啊。
Office co-workers will quickly make the online video available so that you can forward to your friends and family.
你看我们这样辛苦几天，昨天晚上十几个人得救，你不觉得太值得了吗？
Don't you think it's so much, it's so worth it that we spent several days to prepare for it and more than 10 people got saved last night?
等一下我们要为台湾，台南是我的老家，那里发生地震，每一次从地震堆找到一个活人，报纸都报，这么多人都高兴。
There was an earthquake in Tainan, that's where I came from. And then every time when someone rescued someone from the debris, and then everyone would just rejoice.
那救出来也不过暂时活一活，还是要死的。
But then after you rescue someone from the debris, this person eventually will still die.
但是我们昨天晚上的那种救是让他得到永生的。
But last night we rescued so many people and they could live forever. They got eternal life.
希望弟兄姊妹，我们今年同心合意，兴旺福音，好不好？
So we hope that this year we will all work together to advance the gospel.
我想我们底下也大家一起站起来，我们为着在台湾。这次地震受难的家人为着那边的同胞们，也希望他们。借着这些的事情心里面能够转向真神。好，我们一起有点祷告。
So let us have a prayer together for the victims' families during this earthquake in Taiwan.
主啊，你早就告诉我们在末后的世代有许多的事情要发生。
Lord, you have already told us that in end time many things will happen.
各样的地震、天灾、战争都是要发生的事。
Earthquakes, calamities, wars will happen.
我们现在看见它都在发生。
And now we are seeing them before our eyes.
主啊，让我们纪念当你回来的脚步近了。
Let us remember that you're coming back soon.
让我们能够抓住机会的人，好好的来向人传福音。
So that we will seize the opportunity to share gospel.
也让我们这些沉睡的人都能够醒过来。
Lord, help us to all of us who are sleeping to wake up.
能够爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
That we will redeem our times because the days are evil.
不让我们做糊涂人，能够明白主的旨意是什么。
Don't let us continue to be foolish, but know the will of God.
我们求你在这个时候特别安慰那些受难、受苦的、在台湾的这些同胞们。
Lord, at this moment, we particularly pray that you will comfort those who are suffering in Taiwan.
主啊，能够兴起神的儿女们，能够就近的来安慰他们，向他们传福音。
And we pray that you will raise up children of God to comfort them, to share gospel to them.
也希望这样子的事情发生的时候，我们的心都能够受到警醒。
And we hope such disasters will give us warnings.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是听祷告的神。
Lord, you are the one that will answer our prayers.
我们相信你听我们的祷告。
And we believe that you have already heard our prayers.
你把仇敌的破坏仇敌的伤害化为祝福。
Lord, we pray that you will turn the destructions and the work of the devil to blessings.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
怎么办？我今天早上又要讲一个很重要的题目。
So what should we do?This morning we're going to deliver another very important
message. 我每一次在预备要讲的信息的时候，我就觉得这个题目怎么这么重要啊？
So every time I prepare a message, then I will think, wow, this topic is so important.
不是因为我讲，所以我觉得它重要，我真的觉得它很重要。
It's not because I'm going to preach it, but this topic is really important.
今天的题目是什么？
What is the topic for today's message?
从肉体中得释放。
Freedom from the bondage of the flesh.
那我先请问弟兄姊妹，什么叫肉体？
Let me ask you first, what is flesh?
我从小到大在教会的背景里面长大的，常常听到这个人是个大肉体。那么到底什么叫做肉体？为什么叫大肉体？他不见得胖啊。
At the church that I grew up, I oftentimes hear people criticize someone as a big flesh. What does that mean? That person might not be very.
常常讲要对付肉体，那到底什么叫肉体
？Or they talk about dealing with our flesh.
有没有弟兄姊妹要告诉我？有没有？什么叫肉体
？Anyone can share with us what is flesh？
啊，知道答案的不准讲哈。那我说知道答案是我以前讲过答案。
If you already heard me say that, please don't raise your hand.
哦，你们都记得。
So you all remember what I told you？
哎，翠花笑成那样子。他昨天晚上演翠花是吧？什么叫肉体
？So what is flesh？
啊？血气。血气。那什么叫血气？叫肉体。
What is our natural the flesh？
他讲的真的对，肉体就叫血气，血气就叫肉体。
Yes, our flesh is also the natural。
还有没有？因为在圣经里面有一个字啊，你们回去查，这个字在圣经里面，在中文的圣经翻译版本里面，不是希腊字的这个字根，新约里面出现151次。
So actually, there's a word in the Greek that appears 151 times in the Bible.
那中文圣经的翻译呢？肉体、血气、情欲、肉身，啊，就是所有这几个字，通通都是原文都是杀死，就是杀死哈啊。
So actually, the word is sas, and then it's translated into say like the flesh, and then the passions, desires, lust.
但是这样讲完，我们还是不够知道什么叫肉体。还有没有人愿意给我更好的定义
？But we still do not have a good grasp of the flesh.
David 是什么？
Give us a better
你不要光告诉桂香是什么？天然的老我。
The natural man.
好，美丽的我。
The beautiful me.
然后非常好哈，肉体其实就是我天然生命，我的老亚当，我这个旧人所有的表现。都叫肉体。
So flesh is actually the sum of all the manifestation of this old flesh, old man, the natural.
旧人是说到我这个人，说到我这个人从亚当，从父母所得到的那个生命是旧人。
So the life that we receive from our parents is the old man.
所以所有从这个旧人出来的任何东西，在神的眼中。都把它定义为肉体。
Anything out of this old man is defined by God as the flesh.
昨天晚上我们传福音的时候说什么叫做新造的人
？So yesterday when we share the gospel, we talk about what is a new creation.
什么叫做新人
？What is a new man?
就是我不再是我从前的我，我现在多了一个生命了。
So that means I'm no longer the old self. Now I have a new life.
有一个全新的生命被放在我的里面，在我重生得救的时候，圣灵重生了我，把耶稣基督的生命赐给了我。
So when I was born again by the Holy Spirit, there is a new life given to me within me.
所以从此以后，我们有几个生命
？From there on, how many lives do we have?
你们数学这么早啊？不是算数这么早？几个
？How many lives do we have? 2。
你告诉隔壁的说，我现在有两个生命。
So please tell your neighbor now I have two lives.
两个生命。
Two lives.
一个是旧人。
One is the old man.
一个是新人。
And one is the new man.
一个是人，旧人，
人
性的生命。
A human life.
一个是神儿子耶稣基督的生命。
Another life is the life of the Son of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你知道这件事情的时候，你就知道肉体。他有一些很显而易见的肉体，加拉太书第五章告诉我们的。
So, the flesh has many evident works.
我们先简单看一下好了，加拉太书五章十九节啊。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 5 verse 19.
他说情欲的事都是显而易见的，你可以从另外一个角度讲，这些是显而易见的一些的肉体。
So now the works of the flesh are evident. In other words, these things are very obvious that they are the flesh.
这里讲到奸淫、污秽、淫荡等等等，仇恨、增进、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等啊，他不再讲了，所以你也不用翻译了哈，就是一大堆。
So all of things that listed here.
这个是显而易见的肉体。
So these things are evident.
我把它称为低档的肉体。
Then I call it the low class flesh.
什么叫高档的肉体
？So, but there is a flesh of high class. What
有没有人要给我例子？什么叫做高档的肉体
？Anything, anyone can give us an example that so-called high class?
你们不回答就表示我刚才讲了，到现在你们没听清楚哈。什么叫做高档的肉体
？So, what is the high class flesh?
爱人。
Love.
你是指我啊？中文的爱人是指你的 spouse， 你只是会爱人是吧？这是非常深的一个非常高的一个高档的肉体。
This is very deep. This could be of a flesh.
我们在别人面前是一个非常有爱心的人。
We may appear to be someone who is very loving.
但是先不管你里面有没有 agenda， 有没有不同的动机啊，是为了讨人喜欢，是为了被人夸奖，是为了被人尊重。
Let us not to think maybe you have other agenda to be praised by God, by people or to please someone.
就算我通通没有这些复杂的动机
even if we don't have any complicated agenda,
只要它是从我原来于宏杰的本性出来的东西，神都不要
But as long as it comes from our old self, then God does not want it.
姑且原谅我引用鲁迅的一句话哈，再完美的苍蝇，人就是一只苍蝇。
As some Chinese author quoted, some Chinese author writes, even the most perfect fly is still a fly.
这个东西到底经得起考验，经不起考验，我们自己不知道。
That we don't know if it can sustain temptations and trials.
很多神的儿女们原来是温柔有名的。
Many Christians are known to be gentle.
大家都说这个人，这个姊妹怎么这么顺服，这么温柔
？And people will say, "Wow, such a sister is so gentle and obedient."
这个不像现在说已经顶了大半天了，而且超过大半天的人啊。
Unlike the women nowadays.
结果后来有一天突然发生了一件事情。
But then maybe someday something happened.
他连想都没想到自己会发脾气发成这个样子。
And then she would throw such a temper that it would even surprise herself.
他才发现他自己里面原来那个爱心是经不起考验的。
Then she realized that her love cannot sustain trials.
他才发现他的那个温柔是经不起考验的。
And that her gentleness would not sustain.
他才发现他原来的那种公义圣洁是经不起考验的。
Then she just realized that her holiness and her righteousness cannot withstand.
弟兄姊妹，我现在就一开始，我先让弟兄姊妹知道，在神的眼中到底什么叫肉体？这不是从我来的，这是圣经的定义。
So I'm just trying to show you that in God's eyes, what is flesh? This is defined by God, not from me.
所以等一下我们就会来看到我们为什么需要脱离肉体的捆绑。
Then we can see why we need to be free from the bondage of flesh.
其实我们既然讲到了，我们就先看今天的第二点好了，好吧？ Okay. 我们再回头看第一点。
Since we're already there, let's look at point two. Paragraph two.
我们先看第二点，神怎么看肉体
？See how God views the flesh.
到底神怎么看肉体
？How does God view our flesh?
我们一起来读这一段的圣经。
Let's read this passage together.
原来体贴肉体的，就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服。而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。十九节就是我不是下一个加拉太书五章十九节，这是我们刚刚已经读过的。情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如什么什么什么。但是最后一句话，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事的人必不能承受神的国。在接下来，我觉得神的话就是最强的信息啊。加拉太书五章十七节。因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。好，那么最后我们看下一个，就是那个 C 的 first point， 罗马书六章六到七节。因为我们知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。最后的加拉太书五章二十四节，我们一起来读，凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。 所以在刚刚在这里，我们从圣经，从神的角度。
We just went through this scriptures and from God's point of view.
他怎么看我们的肉体
？See how God views our flesh.
这里提到七件事情。
And seven things was mentioned here.
你用笔把它圈起来，在你的纲要上圈啊。
So let's circle these things on our outline.
第一个。
First.
属肉体的是跟与神为仇，把与神为仇这四个字圈起来。
The carnal mind is enmity against God. Let's circle out enmity against God.
不服神的律法。
And it's not subject to the law of God.
说到我们的心里面，我们不想，我们不喜欢服，因为要求太多了，不自由。
So that in our hearts we do not want to obey the law.
很多人不想信耶稣，是说因为信耶稣太不自由了，因为太多约束了。
Many people do not want to become Christians because there are too many restrictions.
他不喜欢服神的律法。
And they do not want to be subjected to God's law.
第三个，不能服，就算你想服，你也服不了。
And indeed, it cannot subject to the law
of God. 多少时候我们讲立志行善，由得我行出来，由不得我。你想做好，做不来，因为我的本性就是不行。
Oftentimes we say that we can will to do good, but we cannot carry out. We just don't have the ability to carry out.
请问贪爱美食算不算肉体？
Let me ask you to like good food. Is it of the flesh?
算对不对
？Yes.
啊，觉得自己会贪爱美食的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you like to.
感谢主，我们教会越来越诚实哈。
Yes, we become more and more honest now.
以前有一个姊妹，这个去看医生，医生说你太胖了，一定绝对不能够再多吃甜食啊。
There was a sister who went to see the doctor. The doctor says, "You're overweight. You should cut all the sweets."
所以她那天到办公室就跟同事诉苦，她说：“医生不准我吃甜食。”她每天早上都要带蛋糕啊，带donuts 到办公室吃的。
So that morning, she went to the office. She complained to her colleagues that my doctor forbid me from eating sweets because every morning she will bring sweets to the office.
她的同事就说：“那你就不应该吃嘛。”
Then her office mate says, "Then you should cut it."
那教训别人都很容易的。
So much easier.To say than done.
那第二天早上上班的时候，就发现，哎，他又带了一袋甜点在那边吃。
So the next morning, her office mate found out that she still brought a bag of sweets.
那他这个同事也是个姊妹，就问他说：“你今天为什么不是说不能吃，你为什么又吃呢
？”Then her office mate, who is also a Christian, asked, "I thought you're not supposed to eat sweets. How come you're still eating?"
他说：“我今天早上开车经过那个蛋糕店的时候
，Because she says on the way to work, I drive and then I pass through the bakery.
我就祷告主，我说主，如果你让我吃的话，就让我有 parking space.
Then I pray to the Lord, Lord, if it is your will that I will buy some pastry, then please give me a parking
space. 只要我有停车位，我就表示你让我吃。
Because if I find a parking space, that means you allow me to eat sweets today.
他说感谢主，我绕了八圈，终于有了。
And praise the Lord, after eight circles, finally I found a parking space.
那你想服，你就是服不了，你那个东西就是刺激你，就是想再吃一口。
So you want to obey, but you just cannot. You lack the ability to do that.
这就我昨天晚上讲的那个砍断指头了，还是戒不了毒。
Just like I said yesterday, even if you cut off your fingers, you still cannot be free from gambling.
才从医院走出来，下台阶，那个毒瘾又出来了。
So right after the person get out of the hospital, the addiction to gambling started again.
直到他最后信了耶稣，他说：“耶稣改变我，大大的改变我。”
Until finally he became Christian, he says, "Jesus completely transformed me."
第四件事情。
Fourth thing.
属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
That those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
请问我们在座的弟兄姊妹，我们里面是不是有一个 desire, 有一个心智想要讨神喜悦？
Dear brothers and sisters, do we have this desire to please God?
先不管你我们做的怎么样哈，有这样子心愿的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if we have such desire.
你看，几乎都举手，我们每一个人都有，我们每一个人都有这样子的心。
We all have this desire to please God.
但是我们却不晓得说，我如果活在肉体中，我不可能讨神喜悦的。
But yet, do we know that if we live in the flesh, it's impossible to please God?
第五件事情。
Fifth.
他说，行这样事的人，必不能承受神的国。
Anyone who does these things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
不是说我们不能够得永生啊。
It's not that we will not have eternal life.
啊，就是神的国是一个赏赐，神的国是一个托付。
But yet the kingdom of God is a gift, it's a commission.
我们还是孩子，神爱我们，但是神不能把重任托给我们。
Yes, we will still be children of God, being loved by God, but God will not be able to commission us.
对，已经讲到了几个了？五个了，第六个。
Number six,
讲到圣灵与情欲相争，情欲与圣灵相争，这两个彼此相敌的。
That The spirit and the lust war against each other. They're contrary to each other.
所以我们天天其实都是活在一个征战中。
So actually, every day we live in a battle.
圣灵想要在我们身上更多的能够改变我们让我们有份于神的生命，神永远的旨意。
Because the Holy Spirit continue to want to transform us so that we can be partakers of God's life and God's will.
但是情欲在这里跟他相争。
But yet our lust, our flesh wars against the Holy Spirit.
天天相争，凡事相争。
That it wars against the Spirit in everything and every day.
我也不知道怎么去讲比喻，好，那我姑且用这个比喻，你就像冷水、热水是两个不同的源头。
I don't know, let's try to give this example. Just like cold water and hot water, they're from different sources.
然后水龙头出来的水是出来的水。
And then when the water comes from the faucet,
它是一定的流量的。
The volume is constant.
那么热水多，出来的热水就多。
But if hot water has more, then it will feel hotter.
冷水多，出来的冷水就多。
And then if the cold water comes more, then the water will be cold.
你不可能说热水跟冷水一样多。
It's almost impossible to have equal volume.
他们两个就是在争的。
Because they're just warring against each other.
所以你今天让冷水多出的时候，热水就不可能多出。
So if you let cold water comes more, then hot water will come less.
那如果热水赢了，那今天我们出来的真的就是热的。
But then if the hot water takes over, then we will have hot water.
这两个天天都在我们里面相争。
And these two warring within us all the time.
让我们不能够去做自己想做的事情。
So that we cannot do what we desire to do.
所以当我们放纵肉体活的时候，我们里面不会快乐的。
So if we let our flesh go free, we will not really have joy.
因为我们肉体就是喜欢放纵嘛，喜欢享受，喜欢偷懒，喜欢被动，喜欢埋怨，喜欢这个，喜欢那个。但是如果我们真的是随从圣灵的人，神不会让我们这样子做，他要改变我们的。
Because our flesh just desires to be lazy, to complain, to do all kinds of fleshy things. But then God would not want us to be like that.
最后一件事情。
Lastly.
所以到最后。面对这样子的情形，神对肉体只有一个判决。
But finally, God only has one judge, judgment, one verdict against our flesh.
宇宙的大法官啊。
This is the judge of the universe.
天地的主宰对我们这个人的判决是什么
？The master of the universe, what is his verdict against our flesh?
什么
？What is it?
哎，律师的儿子什么
？Our attorney.
No guilty 还是 guilty?
Guilty.
只有 guilty， 然后呢？判死刑、什么时候执行？刚刚白读了，都讲已经，那早就判了，已经来不及了、你要去把他搬特赦，把他救回来都不行，在神的眼中早就已经解决了。
So the final verdict against our flesh is guilty, life sentence, and it has been executed already.
十字架是神对所有旧造一个最大的否定，一个判决，就是一个大叉，十字架。你背在身上，从天上看就是一个叉。
Because the cross, it views from the heaven as like a big X. So the biggest rejection and denial of our flesh.
神对我们这只苍蝇，神对我们这个旧人的判决就是定死刑，而且已经定了。
So the judgment of God against our flesh, the old man, is death sentence, and it's already been executed.
什么时候死的
？When did we die?
当耶稣死的时候。
When Jesus died on the cross,
我们跟基督一同死。
We were dead with him.
所以姚洋，你什么时候死的
？So, brother Yang, when did you die?
我不是说你什么时候要死，我说你什么时候已经
死了。I'm not saying when you're gonna die, but when were you crucified?
两千年了，你已经死了两千年了。
Yes, he has been dead for 2,000 years.
Watchman 有一个很好的例子哈，他说，当然我只是把它变成今天的版本。假如我在跟于师母，我跟他结婚以前我就死了。
There's a good example. Suppose that I was dead before I married Sister Nancy.
没有人过新年喜欢讲自己死的哈，乌鸦嘴。假装我结婚前我就死了。
No one likes to talk about death on New Year's Eve, but forget it. Suppose I was dead before I married Sister Nancy.
那么 David 跟 Aaron 是不是已经死了
？Then how about David and Aaron? They would have been dead.
就是在我的死里面，他们都死了。
Because they were dead in my death.
今天就不会有 David， 不会有 Aaron， 不会有以赛亚，不会有我的孙子。
So there would be no David and Aaron nor Isaiah, my grandson.
在那个死的里面，通通解决。
Because in that death.All the deaths were done with.
所以我们要知道，在神的眼中，我这个旧人，神根本是连要都不要。
Therefore, in God's eyes, God does not even want my old flesh.
一个彻底的否定。
Because that's totally rejected.
而今天整个新造的这个特别年轻的世代，你们都在讲 find 自己的 identity。
But then in this generation, everyone is talking about finding your own identity.
我们要 define 自己的 identity, 我们要 claim 自己的 identity. 我跟你说，在神的眼中 nothing.
So while we're still trying to find and define our identity, but in God's eyes, it is all nothing.
我们在争什么？
What are we fighting for?
去争一个神不要的苍蝇。
Are we fighting for a fly that God doesn't even want?
再完美的苍蝇，人就是苍蝇。
Even the most perfect fly is still a fly.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个信息听起来其实是很难过的事情。
So actually, this is a very hard message to comprehend.
但是这是一个拯救的开始。
But yet, this is the beginning of a salvation.
所以保罗为什么在讲说，我立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我
？That is why Paul says it is For me, I can will to do good, but I cannot carry it out.
我们对这节圣经熟得不得了，到处都在用，到处都在祷告，到处都在叹息。
We're so familiar with this verse. It's used everywhere in all prayers and in our sighing.
但是我们忘记了罗马书七章十八节的前半讲什么。
But yet we forget what is said before this verse.
他说：“我知道。”
He says, "I know."
在我里头。
In me,
就是在我肉体中
that in the old flesh,
毫无良善
there's no goodness
根本没有良善
there's no goodness
就算有就算人家把你夸得不得了就算你拿到诺贝尔奖在神的眼中没有良善
even if people praise you and then you win Nobel Prize but in God's eyes there's no goodness within you
弟兄姊妹你真的这样承认吗
do you really confess that
真的这样承认的举手
please raise your hand if you reallyConfess and admit.
那你就跟你隔壁的讲 ，Do you know？ 你知道吗？在我里头，就是在我肉体中毫无良善。
If you do, then turn to
讲啊讲啊讲啊，你不要光知道。
Do you know that in me there's no goodness？
怎么大家讲的时候都带着笑容讲呢？
Why are you saying all this with a smile?
还是不够知道、啊、
We probably don't
没有啦今天因为在聚会你要笑情有可原你知道吗我从小听这些道
You know that I've heard such messages since I was young
直到有一天主真的把我带到那里让我看见自己的败坏
Until one day the Lord brought me to a point that I get to see how corrupted I was
当我真的从心里面讲说在我里头毫无良善。
Then I could say it from the bottom of my heart. There's no goodness within me.
我痛苦得不得了，我哭了。
It pains me so much. I wept.
因为这是我不能接受的事情，因为我从小就想要 to be good.
Because that's not something that I could easily accept. Because ever since I was a child, I tried to be good.
我从小就在家里面想要做最好的。
Even at home, I wanted to be the best kid.
客人来，爸爸下班，我第一个跑出去，跪在地上拿拖鞋给他，帮爸爸解鞋带。
Whenever there was a guest or my father came home from work, then I would try to untie his shoelace and then brought him slippers.
客人来，我一定到里面倒茶，放在他们桌上，然后说伯伯阿姨好，然后我进房间去。
I will always greet our guests and then bring them tea. Then I will go back to my room.
从小爸爸妈妈、教会的弟兄姊妹、我的同学，个个都夸奖我。
So all my parents and my friends at church, even my friends at school, they all complimented me.
久了以后，我就以为自己很好。
And after a while, I thought I was really good.
尤其当我当了传道人以后，我以为我更好。
Especially after I became a minister, then I thought I was really good.
因为我发现我变得很谦卑，我会跟人家说我是个蒙恩的罪人。
Because I became even more humble, I will admit that I'm a sinner saved by grace.
我甚至会跟人家说，在我里头没有良善。
I will even say that there's no goodness within me.
等到有一天主真把我带到那个里面去的时候
，Until one day the Lord brought me to that point.
哦，那个痛苦是让人难受的。
That pain was excruciating.
怎么可能
？How could it be?
这样子的一个人
，Such a person，
充满了诡诈
，Full of trickery，
充满了不服。
Full of disobedience,
充满了败坏
full of corruption,
充满了贪心
full of greed,
充满了各式各样我从来以为不可能有的事情
full of things that I thought was impossible for me to be
有些强有些弱 他弱并不代表他弱，是因为他没有机会发挥。
Some will be stronger than others, but then the weaker ones, it's not because they're weak, but then they did not have a chance to manifest.
他没有那个环境去发挥而已。
Because I was not in such a situation so that they could manifest.
像我不会贪财，因为我没有机会去贪财。
For example, I thought I was not greedy. That's because I did not have a chance.
但并不代表我里面没有贪心在我里面。
It doesn't mean that I do not have greed within me.
弟兄姊妹， 我们这个人真的被光照的时候，在主的面前真的像彼得说，主，我是个罪人，请你离开我。
But whenever the Lord enlightened and exposed us, then we were really prostrate like Peter says, Lord, depart from me, I'm such a sinner.
所以神对肉体的，圣经上神对肉体的看法。
So what God views our flesh?
我们刚才已经讲了七件事情，第一个是与神为仇，第二个不服神的律法，第三个是不能服，第四个不能承受神的果，第五个是 跟圣灵彼此相争的啊，哦，还有不能得神的喜欢，而最后神对肉体的判决就是定死他。
So we already went over the seven things about the flesh, and the final verdict of God toward our flesh is death sentence.
所以我们今天在神的面前是不是一个活的人
？So today, whether we are alive before God.
我们在讲 be alive, be alive, 要活着，要活起来。
We keep saying that be alive, rise up.
不是我这个外面的人活起来，我做这个做那个。
We're not talking about our natural man rise up and we can do a lot of things.
不是在那边唱诗，我拍手拍手，笑一笑，就叫做活起来。
It's not that whenever we sing songs, we'll clap, and then.That means we are alive.
不是我们去挑一些诗歌有很重的节奏，让大家整个人很 hype， 这个叫活起来。No.
We're not saying that we should sing some fast beat songs, then we can be alive.
今天我们只有在基督里，只有在圣灵里，在神的眼中才是活人。
Only when we are in Christ, then we are considered alive in God's eyes.
所以约翰一书告诉我们，人有神的儿子就有生命，人没有神的儿子就没有生命。
That's why the scripture says, anyone who has the life of God.The Son of God has life. Anyone who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
这不光是讲到我们重生得救的事情。
It doesn't just talk about our rebirth.
也是指我们这个人每一个时刻在神面前的这个 state， 是什么状况来说的。
It also talks about our condition before God every moment.
所以保罗说：“你这睡着的人啊，要醒过来，然后基督就要光照你了。”
That's why Paul says, "Those who you are sleeping, wake up, so the light of Jesus will shine in you.
不光死在罪恶过犯中的要醒过来。
Not only those who are dead in transgression should wake up.
我们活在肉体里面的神都要我们活过来。
Even those of us who live in the flesh, God will cause us to wake up.
因为在神的定义中已经全部都定死了，而且2000年前就定死了。
Because according to God's definition, all has been crucified 2,000 years ago.
所以我们现在回来看，那我们到底自己怎么看自己？
Now let's look at how we view ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们到底怎么看自己是肉体？
So how do we really view ourselves?
所以我们平常讲，我跟他讲大肉体，我从小的观念。每次讲到大肉体都是那些发脾气的。
So, since I was a child, I always have this concept, those who are of big flesh are those who will throw tempers. 或
是在教会会骂人的，我们就叫他大肉体。
Or they will rebuke and yell at church, then we call them big flesh.
其实弟兄姊妹，圣经上讲到我们肉体，既然是从旧人出来的，所有出来的东西都是肉体。
But actually, since the Bible defines flesh as anything of the natural man,So anything out of the natural man.
你不要讲这个那么高档的肉体了哈。
So maybe let's not focus on the high end flesh.
你看我们谎言。
For example, lying.
我们虚假。
We're phony.
我们讲讲话，然后发现对方脸色不对，问他说：“你是不是不高兴呢？”他马上说：“没有，没有，没有。”其实心里真的不高兴。
So sometimes we're confronted. Are you mad or upset? And we say, No. We're not. But actually, we are.
到中饭时间去人家家这个拿东西，人家问你吃过饭没有，你怕给人家麻烦，说没有，我吃过了，吃过了。其实你没吃。
So we go to someone's house during lunchtime, and then people ask, "Have you eaten lunch yet?" And because we don't want to cause trouble, we say, "Oh yeah, we have eaten, but actually we have not."
我们喜欢埋怨。
We like to complain.
喜欢跟别人比较。
Like to compare.
我们不顺服。
We are disobedient.
我们不肯接受教正。
We will not take rebukes.
我们不肯顺服。
We don't want to obey.
我们不肯别人批评我们。
We don't like to be criticized.
我们的骄傲。
our pride,
我们的自私
our selfishness,
我们的贪爱美食
we, our greed for good food,
我们的懒惰
laziness.
所以底下接下来几个礼拜会有不同的讲员 讲这些比较专门的深入一点的
so, then from today on, we will have different speakers talk about these individuals.
像我们讲被动
for example, passiveness.
被动就是从懒惰来的其实
passiveness comes from being lazy.
那懒惰是生活也可能懒惰被动是讲到在聚会中你根本就是 lay back, 你没有 participate 在聚会的里面。
Yes, we may be lazy in our daily life and then we can be passive in our meetings. We don't participate.
我们教会的 worship leader 最辛苦的一件事情就是底下的人不肯唱歌。
So the hardest thing for the worship leaders is that people will not sing.
整个灵是被动的。
Because our spirits are very passive.
我要看看你今天怎么 entertain 我。
So we will just sit back and see how you're going to entertain me today.
我要看你今天挑的诗歌我喜不喜欢唱。
Let me see if I like the songs you have picked today.
我要看看今天讲员到底讲什么套又是余弟兄、啊、又是老套。
I want to see who the speakers today. Wow, brother you again.
你知道我有一次去参加聚会 Jim Cimbala 讲到。
Once we went to a meeting and Pastor Cimbala was preaching.
他说有弟兄姊妹跟他抱怨他说你讲的道太老了啦已经一百年了、都是一百年前的道。
And then some, he mentioned that some brothers complained that his sermons are too old-fashioned. They're like a 100-year-old fashioned.
他说谁说一百年？我讲的道是两千年前的道。
He says, no, it's not even 100 years old. It's 2,000 years old.
这主耶稣讲的，保罗写的，使徒们写的，我讲的道是两千年前的道。
So what I preach is about what Jesus said, what Paul says. So these sermons are 2,000 years old.
弟兄姊妹，我们的被动，我们的懒惰，我们的不顺服，我们的 bondage, 捆绑，我们的 addiction, 通通都是讲到我们在肉体里面的情形。
So our disobedience, our bondage, and our addictions, they're all of the flesh.
所以我们对肉体需要有第一手的认识。
So we need to have the first-hand knowledge.Of the flesh.
我在这里提到三件事情。
Three things I mentioned here.
因为胜不过试探而犯罪。
First of all, we sin because we cannot overcome temptation.
雅各书第一章十四节到十五节说到，个人被试探是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。这个私欲，通通都是讲到我们的肉体。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪就生出死来。
So James chapter 1 verse 14 says, Each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires and enticed. And then when the desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin.
我们千万不要把自己的犯罪把责任都丢给撒旦。撒旦其实很可怜。
So let us not always blame Satan for our sins.
我们天天都怪撒旦。
Because we always wrong him and blame him.
圣经上讲得很清楚，我们会犯罪。两个原因造成的。
But the scripture is very clear why we sin. Two reasons.
一个是撒旦试探我。
First of all, Satan will tempt us.
一个是我的私欲，就是我的肉体。
Then my flesh, my desires.
一个巴掌拍不响的，你这样子拍得响，拍得出声音来吗
？Because it takes two hands to clap. One hand cannot make the clap.
这样子就说出声音了。
So then, only when two hands you can.
撒旦再怎么试探我，如果我的私欲、我的肉体不回应的话，我们不会犯罪的。
No matter how hard Satan tempts us, but if we do not, our desires do not respond, we will not sin.
就像马丁路德说的，你不能够不叫飞鸟从你头上飞过，但是你可以阻止它在你头上筑窝。
Like what Martin Luther says, we cannot stop birds flying over our head, but we can stop the birds from nesting on our heads.
我们今天没有一个人犯罪失败可以有理由。有借口的都是他因为我太太不顺服所以我有外遇因为我先生这样子所以我怎样
So today we, none of us have any excuse for our sins we cannot say I have extramarital affairs because my wife is not obedient or anything such things
我拿公司的文具 回家因为老板叫我加班然后不给我加班费
I store the stationaries from office because my manager will not pay me overtime
我替天行道神是公义的神
therefore I'm doing justice for heaven
弟兄姊妹不要去找理由
please do not justify and find excuses
所有的罪
all sins
所有的失败
all failures
如果我不去迎合他他不会产生罪的
if we never responded it will never happen
所以弟兄姊妹一定要知道因为属肉体的人就胜不过试探而犯的罪
So we have to know very clearly, those who are of the flesh cannot overcome temptation and will sin.
第二个，因为活不出律法而失败。
Second reason is that we cannot fulfill and obey the law, therefore we fail.
因为在我里头真的是没有良善。
Because there's no goodness within us.
罗马书第七章这里所讲到的经文，每次我想要做好，按照我里面的意思，我真的想要做好。
In Romans chapter 7, every time I want to do good,
就像我昨天讲的那位其实他的名字叫做王明世哈，他自己名字都讲了，他后来神给他特别的意义。你看他把指头都砍，你就晓得他里面想要从毒瘾里面出来的这个动机欲望多强，他真的是想脱离。
Like the brother I mentioned last night, Brother Wayne, he even cut his fingers. That shows how strong his desire is to be free from the bondage of
但是才从医院出来，他没办法，他又回去犯罪。
But as soon as he left the hospital, he just could not control it. He will go right back to gambling.
就是我们想要做好的时候，我就失败了。
Yes, we want to do good, but we continue to fail.
因为在我的肉体里面有一个更强的罪啊，一个更强的律在这里掳掠
Because there's a stronger law, stronger force within us to capture us.
1991年，当美国跟伊拉克第一次打仗的时候。
1991, when America fought the first war with Iraq.
我在报纸上看到美国有一个特别的武器，是伊拉克根本拿美国没办法的。
At that time, I read a newspaper that American soldiers had this special weapon that the Iraqi armies could not.
它叫做 Pathfinder 这个机器就是只要哪里有伊拉克炮台发炮出来。
So the weapon's called Pathfinder. Whenever there's a like cannonball coming out of the base of Iraqis,
这个 Pathfinder 里面有雷达，马上就 identify 它的位置，然后飞弹就过去了，马上就摧毁那个炮台。
Then Pathfinder will immediately locate the base and then shoot the missile.
所以你不要放炮的话就没事。
So if you do not shoot any cannonballs,
只要你敢发炮，美国的飞弹马上把你炸掉。
Soon as you shoot.Then it will be destroyed by the missiles.
所以你就发现很多的时候，为什么爱主的基督徒非常痛苦？因为我们想做好。
That's why you see a lot of good Christians suffer because we try to be good.
但是你没有想做好，你发现好像还没有这些搅扰。你越想做好，你就发现你就被掳去了。
So if you don't want to do good, then you will not be disturbed. But as soon as you try to be good, you are captured.
这就是保罗说的。
And that is what Paul said.
他说他真是苦。
He says, "What a rich man I am!"
这个挣扎在他里面发生过。
Because he has experienced the struggle.
这样子的挣扎只有在爱主的弟兄姊妹里面会发生过。
Such struggles will only happen for brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
因为每一次犯罪让我们痛苦。
Because every time we sin, we feel the pain.
因为我们知道对不起主，也对不起被我们伤害的人。
Because we understand we fall short of God and those who love us.
但是我们就发现我胜不过自己，怎么办呢？
But then, what can we do? We just cannot overcome ourselves.
所以我常常对那些被情欲捆绑的弟兄姊妹和年轻的弟兄姊妹讲，从来不要去直接跟情欲挣扎。
Therefore, I often exhort young brothers and sisters who struggle with the lust, do not fight against the lust.
你越去跟他挣扎，他越活跃。
The more you struggle and fight against the lust, the more active they become.
我今天实在没有时间，我讲到第三点，讲圣灵的时候，就讲到怎么样在圣灵里能够胜过他。
So then I will talk about how we can overcome in the spirit.
你越去挣扎，他越活。
The more you struggle, the more active they are.
你越想胜过他，他越捆绑。
The more you want to overcome, the more it becomes capturing.
你在泥沼里面越挣扎，你陷得越深。
The more you struggle when you are in the mire, the quicksand, the more you will sink.
你凭自己是绝对没用的。
Because by your strength, it will not avail to anything.
第三件事情是肉体的。
Thirdly,
他不领会属神的事情。
The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God.
而且喜欢逼迫那属灵的，对不起，写成那圣灵的，那逼迫那属灵的。
And the natural man would like to persecute those who were born according to the Spirit.
他说属血气的人，这个也是 sus 就是刚才同一个字根。属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能够知道。底下加拉太书4:29。当时那按着血气生的，逼迫的那按着圣灵生的，现在也是这样。所以你就看见这个属血气的人，他不懂属灵的事情。
So the natural man does not receive the things of the spirit.
他对属灵的事没兴趣。
They are not interested in the spiritual things.
他也没有属灵的分辨能力，分不出哪个是属灵的，哪个是属肉体、属世界。
And they do not have the spiritual discernment to discern what is of carnal and what is of spirit.
而更糟糕的，他是喜欢逼迫。属灵的。
Even worse, they like to persecute the spiritual ones.
所以在神家里面，你常常听到这些事情。很多神的仆人，不是他不想服侍，是被攻击、受伤，到最后退下去了。
That's why we have seen a lot of servants of God. It's not that they don't want to serve God anymore, but they continue to be attacked it, and finally they give up.
因为一个正直敬畏神的仆人，他不会到处在背后去毁谤、去攻击、用谎言，但是属肉体的、属血气的却会。
Because the righteous, holy servant of God will not slander others, but those who are natural, the fleshy ones, they will persecute.
他嘴巴没有约束的，批评、论断、这个虚假控告。不实的话通通都可以出来，而我们又是属血气的人，就喜欢听属血气的话。
And then those who are of the flesh, they have no control, no self-control of their mouth, and they like to criticize, slander, or even make up rumors. And those who are of the flesh like to hear such things.
所以教会如果不属灵的话，这个教会早晚是变成属肉体的教会。
Because if a church is not spiritual, eventually it will become carnal.
因为肉体当家。
Then the carnal ones were dominant.
我以前看到一个例子，我几年前讲过。
I have shared with you an example several years ago.
他可能是真的，但我不知道是不是。
I don't know if it's true.
他说有一个一群男人在一起，他们中间有一个人，姑且叫他 Richard 好了哈。他对他太太是百依百顺的。
So there's a group of men. They were talking together. One of them, let's say Richard.He is very obedient to his wife.
有时候明明他太太很明显的是不合理犯错，他也百依百顺的。
Even when his wife was unreasonable, he would still be obedient.
那姊妹们可能都很羡慕这样子的丈夫，所以这些男人就问他，他说你为什么会这样子
？So these men ask him, how could you do that?
他都一直拒绝回答。
And he always refused to answer.
直到有一次被逼急了，他只好讲。
Until one time they just coerce and force him, so finally he gave
an answer.五十年前，当我们去度蜜月的时候
，He says 50 years ago when we went on honeymoon，
我们到 Arizona 的大峡谷。
We went to the Great Canyon of Arizona。
那天我们两个都租了一个驴子哈，一起下峡谷去代步哈，租个驴子代步。
That day, each of us hired a mule so that we rode on the mule to go down to Grand Canyon。
他说我妻子的那只驴走到一半就不肯走了。
So the mule that my wife rode on in the middle of the way refused to。
他下来拖他
，So she got down and tried to pull the mule.
他还是不肯走
，And the mule would still reject to move.
他就对驴说第一次啊
，And then she would say
给他第一个 warning，first warning，first
warning to the mule.
结果拖他还是不走，他就第二次
，And then she pulled again, and the mule refused, and she said second warning.
拖到第三次还不走的时候
，The third time the mule rejected.
他妻子突然。从皮包里面拿出枪来，把那个驴子给毙了。
And all of a sudden, the wife took out the pistol and killed the mule.
那个先生吓到了。
The husband was so frightened.
他又觉得你太残忍了，他就跟他说：“你这样不太残忍了吗
？”And then so he says, "Well, honey, this is too cruel."
他就回头说：“第一次啊。
”The wife turned around and said, "First warning."
所以他从那一天开始，这五十年来，只要他对我讲第一次，我再也不跟他争。
Ever since.That time for 50 years, every time she says first warning to me, then I will shut up.
从我讲这个故事的一讲完的时候，你常常在教会里面听到姊妹们都在讲第一次啊。
Since I shared this example, then I've heard sisters at church says first warning to their husbands.
但是我很感谢主，弟兄们都还蛮属灵的，我至少没听到讲到第三次，因为弟兄们都还健在。
But then I'm so happy none of the brothers got killed, so.They're very spiritual.
你知道属血气的喜欢逼迫属灵的。
Because the natural man just like to persecute the spiritual.
好，所以我们在神家里面，如果碰到有人批评论断，有人在这里讲背后讲人，我们一定 stop 他。
So if we hear in God's house people are slandering and then are making rumors, we ought to stop them immediately.
这是我非常佩服 Jean Simbala 的地方。他只要听到有人批评论断，他说我一定带着这个人去找那个人。
That's why I really admire Pastor Simbala. He says every time he heard someone badmouth someone else, then he would take this person and to confront the other person.
把你所有刚刚对我说的话对他直接说。
And then he would say, please repeat everything you just told me to this person.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望神家保持纯净。
Because we want to keep the purity in God's house.
这真是属灵的教会啊。
So that it would be a spiritual church.
我希望这个我将来还给大家哈，我会继续讲圣灵。那第三点讲到怎么样能够脱离。
Third, how can we be freed?
第一个，我们除了已经知道自己已经在神的眼中是被定死的，知道神不要我们。
First of all, we have to know that we've been crucified and God does not want our flesh.
第二个，我们要从心里面接受这个事实。所以罗马书六章三到四节我没有列在上面，你们回家读。他说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Just like in Romans chapter 6, it says, don't you know that those who were baptized were baptized into the death of Christ?
所以我不仅仅知道我死了。
Not only that we know that we have, we are
dead. 我借着受浸，我 baptized into his death. 我进入他的死，我归入他的死。
Through baptism, I've been baptized into his death.
然后原是为了叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So that we can live in the newness of life.
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，基督要替我们活。
Just as Christ resurrected in the glory of God, he will live for us.
在我们里面有一个全新的生命。
So in us, there's a brand new life.
圣灵在我们里面运行。
And the work, the Holy Spirit works within us.
所以一方面消极上，我们不要再去体贴肉体，不要再去为肉体安排。
So passively, let us not to be mindful of our flesh to make provision for it.
你觉得电视对你是个捆绑吗？
Do you think TV is a bondage to you?
你觉得网络对你是个捆绑吗？
Do you think online is a internet is a bondage to you?
你觉得 video game 对你是个捆绑吗？
Do you think video game is a bondage to you?
就不要再为自己肉体安排，再去定 video game。
So let us not make any more provision. Don't order any more video games.
甚至哪一些人在那里玩 video game 邀你去，那你就不要去，不要为肉体安排。
And don't join the party.Where people play video games, don't make provision for it.
旧约讲到拿细耳人的时候，他们不光是清酒、浓酒都不喝。
In the Old Testament, when the Bible talks about the Nazarites, they would not drink any wine.
他们连葡萄做的醋、做的葡萄果汁都不喝。
They would not even touch vinegars or grape juice.
他们连新鲜的葡萄跟葡萄干。都不吃。
They will not even eat fresh grapes or raisins.
他们从壳到皮，所有的产品通通不碰。
They will not touch any product made of grapes.
你说葡萄干、葡萄皮、葡萄果汁跟酒有什么关系？
You will think what does grapes or raisin to do with wine?
就是叫我们不要再为肉体安排，任何可以刺激我们再把我们带回到肉体的，我通通都拒绝它。
In other words, don't make any provision for our flesh. Anything that can provoke, that can stir up, we will stay away from.
回到家把所有提摩太酒都丢掉。
Go home and throw away all wines that you think this is just like Paul says for Timothy to drink.
那你们怎么都不笑呢？很多人家里面留的酒说是提摩太酒，我是为了我的胃好，这是保罗许可的。
Because many Christians they give an excuse to drink wine because they say even Paul exhorts Timothy to drink some wine for the stomach.
因为你喝了提摩太酒，你就会喝更深的酒。
Because once you start drinking a little bit, then you will drink more.
你如果一个人在房间里面独处会犯罪的话，永远把门打开来。
If you think of being alone in the room, you might sin.That always leave your door open.
只要我打开电脑，我的门一定是开的，任何人可以看我的荧幕的。
Whenever I'm online, my door is always open. Anyone can take a look at this.
不要再为肉体安排。
Do not make any provision for.
不要再去体贴肉体，因为体贴肉体的就是死。
Do not be mindful of the flesh because that is death.
体贴肉体的必要死，而且体贴肉体的结果就是死。
Anyone who is carnal-minded will be.It's death, will die.
体贴圣灵的是生命平安。
But anyone who is mindful of the Spirit is joy and peace.
所以在消极上，我们不再为体贴肉体，不再为肉体安排。
So passively, let us not be carnally minded and do not make any provision for the flesh.
积极上，我们行在圣灵里，进入真自由。
And more actively, let us walk in the Spirit and enter into the true freedom.
圣灵在我们里面运行。
When the Holy Spirit works within us.
他在我们里面光照我们。
And He's enlightening us.
他在我们里面改变我们。
He's transforming us.
从主的灵变成的，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。这是讲到 transformation power. 圣灵不仅仅有释放的大能，他有改变的大能。
So not only Holy Spirit can set us free, He can also transform us from glory to glory, us from the Lord.
那我昨天晚上用的经文，要脱去从前的旧人，穿上新人。
So that we can put off the old self and put on Christ, the new man.
在每一个遭遇、每一个处境的里面，让圣灵在我们里面随从圣灵而行。
So that in all of our circumstances, that we will walk according to the Spirit.
这就是今天背诵的经文最重要的。我们一起来读，我们需要结束了。
So we need to end. So let us read the scripture will, the memorization scripture.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。弟兄姊妹，今天能够让我们脱离肉体的情欲，一方面我们看见它的结局已经被定死了。
Yes, we can see the end of the flesh that is death already crucified.
一面我们自己里面认同这个死，神对它的否定。
On the other hand, let us identify with the death and acknowledge God's rejection of it.
然后我们不要再去体贴它，任凭它，甚至去为它安排。
And that let's not be mindful of it or even make provision for it.
而更积极的是
even more actively,
要为着里面内住的生命、内住的基督、内住的圣灵，带着欢喜、快乐、感恩的心。
Let us be joyful and thankful for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
在每一个处境被圣灵提醒的时候，我们就脱去旧人，穿上新人。
In all of our circumstances, every time we are reminded by the Holy Spirit, let us put off.The old self and put on the new.
每一次圣灵光照我们，我们就拒绝肉体，我们愿意活在基督里。
Every time the Holy Spirit reminded us, then we will refuse and reject the flesh and live in the Spirit.
不仅仅 live in the Spirit, 而且 walk in the Spirit. 我们整个人的生命是在圣灵里，连我们的生活行路都在圣灵里。
So not only we will live in the Spirit, we will also walk in the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，当这样子 transformation 一件一件、一天一天的在我们身上进行的时候
，as the transformation continue to go on day after day,
你会发现我们的肉体越来越枯萎 消除在从我们身上出去了。
So gradually you will notice that our flesh is being withered away day by day.
如果任何时候肉体回来还是很强的话，表示我们的 transformation stuck 住了。
Every time if the flesh comes back strong, that means our transformation somehow gets stuck.
我们要很小心。
We have to be very watchful.
很多好基督徒以为自己真好了。
Some good Christians really think they are good already.
因为外面看起来都很好。
Because they may appear to be good.
但是里面的 transformation 如果不真实的话，它是经不起考验的。
But if the transformation is not real, they will not be able to sustain.
当试探环境来的时候就倒了。
When the temptation comes, they will fall.
这个 transformation 一定要真实的在我们里面。
So the transformation has to be very real within us.
所以我自己觉得传道人跟那种这个站在台上的人都是要很小心的人。
So I really feel ministers and servants of God, especially in the public.
因为我们听到太多的掌声，听到太多的夸奖。
Because we hear so many applauses and praises.
我们就以为我们是那样子的人。
So we thought we are already there.
当我们讲了一篇属灵的道的时候，我们就以为我是这样子的人。
After we deliver a very spiritual message, we thought we have attained it already.
我的道讲得这么高。
Because my message may be this high.
别人对我的夸奖也这么高。
And then people's praises for me is also this high.
我自己以为我也这么高了。
So I thought I'm already up there.
但是我的 transformation 可能只有在这里而已。
But my transformation could be just only here.
我属灵的真实可能只有在这里而已。
My spiritual reality probably is just there.
这一个落差就是我失败的原因。
And this difference is the reason for my failure.
这个落差就是有一天我被仇敌打倒的原因。
And this difference is the reason why someday, the enemy can attack me and strike me down.
不够认识自己。
Because we do not know ourselves enough.
我们只有常常来到主的面前。
Unless we come to the Lord often.
接受圣灵的光照。
To receive the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
随从圣灵的运行。
And follow the work of the Holy Spirit.
接受他的释放。
And receive His freedom.
接受他的改变。
And receive His transformation.
我们唱两节诗，两三节诗歌就好。294首，耶稣，我来救你。
294。
我们唱第二节、第三节两节就好。
Let's sing stanzas 2 and 3.
若你是没有车与无能，耶稣我来，耶稣我来，进入寻找荣耀的得胜，耶稣我来救你。多的痛苦进入你安宁，多的风 三节啊，副歌。
你狂傲不平的血气，耶稣我来，耶稣我来，进入完全有福的旨意，耶稣我来求你。你自己住在你爱里，多你绝望等候你来听，你的伤痕如歌唱双影，耶稣我来求
我们有一些简短的祷告。
主，现在谁能救我们脱离这虚实的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。主，现在当我们来唱这样的诗歌，我们来听这样的信息的时候，再一次来厉害的显明我们，再一次来厉害的光照我们，
阿们，
也再一次来开我们的眼睛，
阿们，
让我们正知道你在十架上所做成的，让我们也联合于你的死，让我们也联合于你的复活，
阿们，
耶稣我来救你，
阿们。
May you prevail, may you overcome.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Often draw us to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. We can put to death the carnality in our flesh.
Amen.
Thank you and praise you.
Amen.主，我们从心里面我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
你的救恩何等的完全。
How complete is your salvation?
你的宝血不仅仅解决了我们所有的犯罪。
Your precious blood not only dealt with our sins.
你在十字架上更解决了我们这个旧人。
But on the cross, you also dealt with the old flesh.
我的旧人，我的肉体和肉体的邪情私欲都已经被钉在十字架上。
So, as for me and my old flesh has been crucified on the cross with the passion.
主啊，既然基督已经释放了我们，叫我们自由。
Yes, Christ has set us free.
就让我们从此站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
So that we will stand fast and will not be bound by the bondage of slavery anymore.
圣灵既然在这里释放了我们。
Yes, the Holy Spirit has set us free.
我们再也不欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。
We are no longer debtors to the flesh to follow the flesh.
因为顺着肉体活着，我们必要死。
Because if we live according to the flesh, we will die.
而随从圣灵的乃是生命和平安。
But those who live according to the Spirit is life and peace.
主啊，帮助我们在座的每一个人。
Lord, help every one of us.
不管大人，甚至年轻的孩子，我们都能够听得懂。
Whether children or adults, we will understand.
哦，我们都愿意重视这件事情。
And I will pay attention.
不让我们这一生在你的眼中是空白，是不被纪念的。
So that our life will not be considered blank and will not be remembered by you.
哦，让我们知道怎么样在圣灵里享受基督里一切的丰富。
So that we can enjoy all the abundance and fullness in Christ.
更能够享受活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
We can also get to enjoy that it is no longer I but Christ that lives within me.
哦，主啊，就在这个时候 set us free.
Lord, at this moment, set us free.
把我们从一切肉体的捆绑里面释放出来。
Set us free from all the bondage of the flesh.
把我们从不平的血气，把我们从情欲的捆绑里面，你来释放我们。
Set us free from the bondage of the flesh, the desires and passions.
我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.